Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Why on earth would we swap sides?
I don't know, just a new
look. Why you do that in bed? You know, when I come up, why are you on my side?
Well, just because I think I just used my right hand to drink my cup of tea and eat my biscuits. And it's close.
Oh, no,
so I put
side.
It on your side.
That blows my mind.
And like, then I move to my side when you come in. And plus, I've warmed your side up.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't move over and I walk around for ages.
I try and
unsettle her. Like, I try and like get near to your side and be like, so tired now. Like, and I try and pussyfoot around it without saying, can you just piss off on your side?
Why don't you just say, babe, can you move over?
I do say that when you're just like, just finishing my cup of tea. So I just mooch around the bedroom.
Because it's just unnatural to drink me cup of tea from that side.
It's unnatural for me to go anywhere near your side. Like, because if I'm lying, I can't. It's so weird. The whole bedroom looks different.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even this now, we've done a few episodes now.
But you're on my side. You're actually on my side.
What, in bed? If we're lying down?
You're on my side of the bed. There's the door.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just, it's where we've started and we can't. It's like when I'm in football, if someone's for some reason just sat where you sit in the change room, it would blow your mind. No one would do it. It's the same with the coaches.
Remember, we sat in Alex Ferguson's seat.
Yeah, we did.
We went to for a Sunday roast, and they were in Cheshire, and we just sat down at a table, and they were horrified because we'd sat in Sir Alex's chair, and they're like, "Better move."
And to be fair to him, he said, "No, you can sit there, but if he comes in," and I was like, "I don't want to sit here. I feel I'm not comfortable with this at all. Because if he comes in, I'll be mortified." Because he deserves his own chair.
Sir Alex. Welcome back to the Therapy Crouch, everyone. We're a little bit hungover today, aren't we?
Why is that, babe? We were celebrating, weren't we?
We were celebrating because at the time of filming, we were number one in the charts. And yeah, we got a little bit carried away last
night. Well, it's good because you were slightly nervous about and apprehensive about doing this. You didn't want to sort of like bare your soul, be open for...
Because I'm always in trouble. I'm always in trouble for everything that I say and it always gets taken out of context. So I was
like
thinking,
a lady in the street and freaking the boat.
Yeah, yeah. Just like
which
that.
Which was front page of certain newspapers, which did tickle me.
It didn't tickle me.
It's really untrue.
You said lady in the street asleep in the bed. Yeah.
But anyway, it's good news. I mean, like, you know, for it to go as well as it has, you know, thanks to the listeners for listening, I suppose, because we wouldn't be there without them. But it's nice pat on the back and it's an exciting time to celebrate and being a number one podcast for a week.
No, but we should stay there, do you reckon?
Well, not when mine comes back.
No one's going to be listening to your podcast now because they know.
Mine's better than this.
They know.
Let's be honest.
You went number one in 7 days.
Yeah. Did you expect it to happen so quickly? Or at all?
I didn't expect to be anywhere near the charts, never mind number one in the first week. It was incredible feeling. Now I know how Ed Sheeran feels and people like that.
Steady on. Do you know people? I had a tweet from someone there. You just said incredible. Someone just said to me before, I can't look at the word incredible now without putting gulp next to it.
Vile.
Oh, my God. I've killed the word incredible.
You've killed a lot of things on this. People are getting to know the real smelly you.
You portray me in the wrong way, in the wrong manner.
You portray me out to be like a psychopath.
Well, you're doing that all on your own, I'd say.
I'm not. So, yeah, I just want to thank you all for listening and your increased support. It's been completely overwhelming. Like, I'm going to send you to all our social handles now, which I have got no idea to do. Apparently, you're supposed to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Could you do that? Could you subscribe? If I said to you now, could you subscribe to our YouTube channel? Could you do that?
Absolutely not. I don't even know my Apple ID.
I haven't even
got one app on my phone. But do it, because it's good, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
And obviously we're on the usual TikTok.
TikTok!
Point proven.
What are we on, babe?
TikTok. I sent Sophia a message saying we're viral on TikTok and spelt it TikTok. Oh, did we? Anyway, yeah, she laughed.
But, great story, bro. Cool story, bro.
What the fuck is that? Cool story, bro. Anyway,
do you know, we're on Instagram as well, and we're on Twitter. But on Twitter is obviously what I use, and I've obviously put in I've had a bit of feedback. Obviously, it's the therapy crowd. So because you can only have 15 characters in the Twitter handle, it looks like the
Twitter handle.
Well, that's what we say, as tweeters say. This looks a bit like the rapey crouch rather than therapy crouch. And obviously, that's not ideal.
It's not a good look. But just to clarify, it's therapy crouch, not the rapey crouch, because there's nothing
there's
funny
been a,
about that.
Yeah, there's been a few.
Yeah, but that happened to poor Subo.
Yeah, it's happened to Subo.
Sue's anal bum party.
Yeah. One of the greatest hashtags of all time. Now, poor Susan Boyle was, if you're not across it, Susan Boyle was releasing an album. She was having a party for this album. So
it was Susan's album party.
Susan's album party. I got a picture of it.
When you just read it with a hashtag, it said Sue's anal bum party.
So poor Susan's trying to release an album. She's trying to have a party for it. And she's got lots of people turning up expecting something very, very different.
Hey, she probably sold more tickets for that one.
To be fair, that must have gone through like a lot of people to sort of like, they go, yep, we've okayed it. Sue's album party.
Yeah, but I think the thing is,
I can only see anal bum party there.
I can only see anal bum party. But if you've wrote Susan's album party, you're probably just going, yeah, hashtag Susan's album party and didn't think of it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Poor Suba.
Anyway, so it's it's therapy crouch, guys, on Twitter. Nothing else.
So should we... is it a bit rusty this start today?
No. It's good, it's good. I mean, it'll be edited as well, won't it? But, what are we going to do, like... these fuckers will do all that.
can I tell you something funny? Obviously, because we obviously got to number one on our first week of release. As you know, our producers are my brother and my cousin, and I've had my auntie Fran on the phone all week. Oh my God, I've had everyone in Liverpool calling me. Our Ross's editing is fabulous. It's seamless. It's editing. Everyone's calling me or commenting on the editing of this podcast.
Everyone's been saying, apparently it's just seamless. It's, is it?
The editing, like, has anyone ever looked at something and looked at the editing? No, I don't know.
I think you would if you understood like podcasts or
yeah,
film.
Yeah, not my mum's mates.
But I don't know if my mum's mates would be going, it felt.
My mum's rang to see it and said, have you seen how Ross's editing skills? And then it's rang Abby and said, I've had everyone on the phone.
I love that though. Thanks, Mom. Pride, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's good, isn't it?
And she's like, oh. The best bit, when I could hear our Ross's voice, because he's dead funny, quick wit. So Ross, we need more from you this week, honey.
Can't wait for the...
Just keep Fran happy.
Okay. Brilliant. Right, let's get into it. We're going to do the weekly wine club. but we're going to use a little bit of bubbly this week because we're celebrating.
Yeah, I've got the champagne in today, babe, because we're number one in the charts and
in our first week.
It's a good start. Are you going to allow me to do this in the posh living room?
No, I just don't really want that bottle on the
counter. I noticed you were eating a sandwich earlier, though, in here without a plate.
Yeah, but it's my room.
That's so what I'm saying about one rule for one and one
I'm not
going to
dirty my
How
own room.
How can you eat a sandwich with no plate on the couch that I'm not even allowed to sit on?
I have got a plate.
You have now, after I told you.
I know, but...
You were about to eat that until I said, there's one rule for you.
Well, you know what happened this morning? I just go into my bedroom and there's foundation all over the carpet.
Not going to blame me for that, are you?
No, I'm not going to blame you for that. It's only Sophia or Liberty. Both of them are barefaced lying to me saying they had nothing to do with it. Pete just walks in and stands all over it, like pushing it even further into the carpet. And I'm like, Pete?
So we weren't going to get to the weekly wine club, but Piers, it's all started already, is it?
Sorry. But that is, it's stupid of you.
A bottle of champagne, it's an expensive one as well. You've literally gone flying into the wine club without me even opening it.
I'm not even finishing my wine, but everyone knows where I'm going with it. Okay. Should we cheers to our number one spot in the first week and then we can cheers to our...
Cheers, guys. Well done, team. I've got a couple of things that I've got to whine about.
I think I've been good this week.
You have, but there are a few things, and they're quite nice things, really. They're not like bad. Well, the first one's not nice. The first one is the state of the car. It's phenomenal for someone who's clean as you, for someone who loves to hoover and make everything tidy in the house. Why do you care so little about the cars?
Outside and in,
yeah. The inside of them.
I'm not going to wash the carpet.
This is my wine. I'm not saying about wash the car. I'm talking about when that's your job. The middle, right? That sandwich
I cleared the whole house.
This is my bit where you don't get to talk. The middle is like you've got like a coffee. There's lipstick. There's like lip gloss. There's an peeled orange, half eaten. A banana skin. Trying to think what else I saw in there. There was makeup, a hairbrush.
It sounds like frigging Guess the Thing, Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, it's literally like in the middle. It's not even in the side. The whole thing, like you can barely see the gear stick.
And I don't use the gear stick that much.
Well, when you drive forward.
Yeah, but if you're driving, you don't need to use it.
No, but what I'm saying is the whole thing in the middle, like... Yeah, you can't even put your phone in it. There's so much shit in there.
Yeah, because if I'm going on a long journey, I'll pack some snacks.
I've never seen me like it.
No, because I'll make... So when I went to the dentist, I had to be there for 9. So I had to leave 6:45.
Yeah.
The dentist in London. Rush hour. So it was freezing. I made a cup of coffee, brought the coffee in the car. Orange, banana... So that was just...
Did you not think to when you leave the car, perhaps take that out?
When I left the car, I was carrying the kids in because I'd pick them up from school on the way back. So I was carrying in all the school bags, school coats. And I did think I'll go and get them, but I didn't. But the lipstick and stuff, I like leaving the lipstick in my car. Everyone does that, but
that's the same as me leaving like a golf tee in there. Teas and stuff in there. I don't. I clean up after myself in that car. I take stuff out and put it in the bin.
Yeah, but sometimes you just nip out if you nip to the shop and you've got no lip. You haven't got your makeup bag. You've got a lippy in the car.
I come home once, right, and both car doors are open. Like, and this has happened 4 or 5 times. So she's got out the car and not even shut the door. What is that about?
And open the other one.
Yeah, and open the other. No, it's because I'm getting out the car with all the kids and the school bags. They've got about 5 bags each.
Yeah, and then you just go to the front door, you drop the bags, and just. Do that.
Yeah, but I forget.
I think it's phenomenal. The best one was when I came into the car one day and there was half a coffee, but not in a cup, just floating in the middle. Like, there was a little, like, a sweetie wrapper, just like a boat, like, just cruising along, like, in the middle, like, where the, you know, the console. Stuff
where
is.
Where the lippy is.
Yeah, incredible. Like, so much liquid, like, half a coffee. Do you remember doing that?
No, that wasn't me.
You did, come on.
No.
Because I pulled you on it already.
It wasn't me.
Of course it was you. It was a coffee in the front of the car.
I'm not into cars. They don't bother me.
What if I'm not into houses? Imagine I treated the house like that.
Yeah, but cars are not my thing. Like, houses aren't my thing. They are, though.
They're not.
Pete, you look on Rightmove every day. You're literally on Rightmove every single day, looking for our ranch.
Do you know she started looking at ranches? Do you know this? Yeah. Incredible.
Okay, you said you had a couple of wines, if that's the best you can do.
No, the other one's quite nice. It's just like, I'll spend all morning with you. And, you know, that's great. But then I'll go out the door. And before I'm off the drive, you've called me.
Yeah, well, I called you this morning because you left the beret.
Yeah, but she didn't need the beret. I'm sorry, for a bit of context there. I'm going to France.
I forgot
my beret. As if I just go out casually and wear in a beret most Monday morning. But Pete, you'd forgot your beret. Oh, that's a legitimate reason, yeah. Forgot the beret. One of our daughters needed it for school for French or something. But she actually had it anyway. But like, what I'm saying is like, the 28 calls a day, which is, I suppose in some ways, nice. You know, you want to speak to me. But I don't know, maybe we could sort of limit them a bit. 28's too many.
Call me so many times as well. It's not just a one-sided thing.
There's a lot of calls, babe. Like the kids are listening to music on the way to school, you must call me 7 times. And they're like, Mom!
What do I say?
Not a lot.
I just want to hear your voice when I miss you. That actually leads me on quite well to my wine, actually. It's disgusting, yours, by the way.
Is it?
I won't be calling you ever again. What? So it's Pete's birthday coming up and I thought I'm going to get some golf lessons so I can play golf with him, like really impress him how good. The guy actually told me I was a natural anyway.
I've seen you. I've got a nice swing. It's good.
And the guy was like, yeah. Great. And then he called me back like an hour later saying he's unavailable now for the next 6 months. I was like, so now I know why he's obviously called you and said, oh, have you heard Abby's been on to me? She wants to do golf lessons and you've put a stop to it because you don't want to play golf with me.
No, that's not true. That is
100% is true.
I called him and said.
No, he's called you and told you that I've asked for golf lessons and then you've said don't give them.
No, that's not true. I'd like you to get lessons, definitely. Would I like you to want to play golf with me like every week? No.
God.
No, but that's the honest truth.
So you don't want me to call you? You don't want me to be in your car and you don't want to play golf with me?
Yeah, well, I like your company. We have a lot of fun, don't we? I do like you.
What the hell?
But what I'm saying is, golf's like my thing, you know?
Mm.
So actually, I've still got one more I've actually forgot about.
One more wine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just show you.
Oh, yeah.
Talk me through that.
For all the audio listeners now, Pete's pulled his top up and as you can see, this is like a week old now, but I've been working on a special project for over a year now, bringing out my own fake tan and skincare.
It's down now, I feel a bit...
Now it looks, babe. Babe, the views will go up with this six pack.
Got some female.
Look and weep, girls. Look and weep. Oh, yeah.
You look like you've been marked up for like organ removal or surgery.
So I was watching the football, right? And the condition of me watching the football was like, I just let that just crack I was watching the football, right? And the condition was, I just sort of let her crack on. She's like, can I just test some tan on you? So I went like that. She did all this stuff and then wrote with like Sharpie all around it. And I was like, I thought it was just tan. So she's testing all the different
bits. So I've been working on my tan and skincare brand for like way over a year. And we're getting down to the final stages. And I'm literally perfecting my colours because for me there's nothing worse with a fake tan if it's orange or it's too green. So I have my final samples and Pete's literally like a walking easel. He's got a perfect skin to test on. There's a big area to cover and it's also enjoyable for me looking at your six pack whilst perfecting my tan. So what I did is out of the four colours, I did a little square And then I thought, oh my God. So I drew around it in a Sharpie and wrote
dark, medium.
Dark, medium.
I know, because they're written
extra
on
dark. But he's had, the poor thing, he's had this on for over a week now.
Won't come
off. The tan's starting to fade a bit, but the Sharpie is still on.
I've got little, like, square bits of tan where she's just tested, and it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Yeah, she used me for testing.
No testing on animals. But he's, well, we can confirm this was tested on animals, on giraffes. No, I think you're a good sport doing that for me, babe.
I didn't mind. It's not a problem. But now I feel like a bit of a knob. So, I wanted to go for a swim today. Like an absolute psychopath. I've got like dark, medium, light written on me.
I know.
In Sharpie.
But no, you're a good sport and thank you. And you have helped me and now I've confirmed my colours.
What have you gone for?
Well, the process is so interesting, like going to the lab and like all the AHAs and everything that goes into the tan. It has to be what all yummy ingredients, all like the collagens and the vitamins. And then we've got the fragrance we've been working on, because you don't want your tan to smell like biscuits, or hot tan has an awful smell sometimes. So it's really been hard refining this process and getting everything perfect. And this was the last stage because I wanted to tweak some of the colours. And, well, everyone in my whole family, my sister's literally got one really brown leg and one medium leg.
She's been testing it on everyone.
Testing them on it because everyone's got a different skin tone, mm-hmm. as well. Like, I'm pure white, Pete's tan, so it's interesting to see what colour the dark is on me compared to him. So it's been a good... You've enjoyed it. You've helped me loads with this project.
No, I enjoy what you're doing, yeah. It's good.
But it's not quite ready yet, folks. But watch this space. But anyway, thank you.
Pleasure.
So my...
You got another wine?
I've got another wine. So this wine, I think, is going to be relevant to most families and couples. What I want is a bit of unity when it comes to staying strong with regards to disciplining our children.
Right.
And consequence and stuff like that. Because this weekend, Sophia was so naughty and she had a sleepover and I said she couldn't go. She also had a swimming gala. So I didn't want her to go to the sleepover because I knew they wouldn't sleep, then she'd be rubbish at a gala. So I caved because I felt so bad that I said she couldn't go to the party because she was naughty. So I said, I'll let her go to the party. And I said, but Peachy's not staying. So I said, Sophia, go to the party. You can enjoy it. I said, don't be on the phone to me every 2 minutes. Just enjoy your time there and we'll pick you up later. So then she was phoning us, crying down the phone, please let me stay. And Pete said, yeah. So next morning...
No, that was a mutual decision.
No, it wasn't. But I just think we need to stay strong and warm because our kids just, they know they never, ever get into trouble or like...
Yeah, but that's the thing.
It's like idle threats.
That's the thing where, as parents, it's hard to follow through with punishments. Like, you don't want to see them sad. It's hard to do it, but it's actually better for them in the long run to stick to punishments, because then they'll learn.
Yeah.
And they won't learn if we don't stick to it.
And I think if, you know, because our kids are quite good at playing us off against each other. So if I say something, you just need to agree with me, even if you don't, and we'll discuss it privately.
Yeah, but that works in all parts of our marriage. If I don't agree with you, just fucking agree with me. I think we've done pretty well with that so far, mate. Even if you don't agree with me, just fucking agree.
You know what I mean, Pete? Because if we show weakness...
Great pep talk, babe. Thanks.
If we show weakness in front of our kids, or if they know one of us is feeling a certain way, they'll play on that.
I agree. I get what you're saying.
And I think a lot of families would benefit from using this technique, which we're still yet to master.
Yeah, I do agree with that. But if you're trying to discipline one of the kids, right, and I don't agree with that discipline that you're doing, it's very difficult for me to back you up.
Yeah, but then you should say to me in private, not in front of the kids, look, Abby, I don't think she deserved to not go to the cinema tonight with her friends.
I agree with that. It shouldn't be in front of the kids.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying. So can we cheers to you? To you just doing what I say?
I totally agree.
Thanks, babe. So that's the wine to bed.
Oh, it's all done now. Great.
Brilliant. Conflict resolution 101.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, so this week we're going to be talking about engagement, wedding proposals, stuff like that. And we've had loads of amazing stories from our listeners, so I just wanted to read a few out.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so we got engaged in Rome, Italy. The hubby got it so right and planned everything to a T. Surprised me till we got to the boarding gate and booked a stunning hotel by the Spanish Steps. A dinner and a stroll to the Trevi Fountain, I knew it was going to happen. And he was just about to get down on one knee when a tourist tapped him on the shoulder to take a photo. Just as he did, the tourist dropped down and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Needless to say, it ruined our moment and he stalled for a while before he popped the question. But 14 years later, still married and two beautiful daughters.
Oh, that's nice, that.
That's cute.
We've been there in Spanish Steps, haven't we? We had a hotel at the top. I took you to Trevi's Mountain. But that's just, I wasn't proposing. I was just, that's our role.
No, we were...
That's what I do. That's just a Tuesday.
I remember that trip, actually. I remember that trip.
Yeah.
That's when you were going mad at me for wanting to stay in because I was had morning sickness and I was so ill.
No, I wasn't fuming. I was just like, it's not ideal.
You're
for
pacing
it.
Up and down the room like, oh, come on. I'm vomiting out the bed like
I'm
into a
bucket.
I'm missing
the Spanish Steps, yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so much stuff out there. I was looking and I was peeking around at the Vatican and frigging Colosseum, just sitting there watching her throw up.
Literally, and we walked 19 miles around the freaking Colosseum.
I dragged her around the Colosseum
while,
anyway.
Piles, but no more.
I'm in this.
Not having
you will go to the Colosseum.
Every picture, I'm like that. Grey, half dead.
That's not true. You felt all right then, surely. You were okay that day.
I wasn't.
Yeah, towards the end, you were struggling a bit.
I literally couldn't walk by the end of it.
I
saw the steps, like, I'm not walking up them fucking steps.
Don't care how Spanish they are.
Carry me. No, I love Rome. It's one of my favourite places. It's absolutely amazing.
Rome is just, if you've not been, one of the, love it. Everywhere you go, I was sent, remember we had a guide and I was going, oh my God, what's that? And he went, it's just the post office, mate.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's such an amazing building.
The culture.
Everything is gorgeous, isn't it?
Everything's just got like history to it. And, you know, we did it all, didn't we? We did all the trips, like the Colosseum, Vatican.
When we went there, they just found this new ruin. Don't quote me on this. But I think it's true.
No, we went. Do you remember they were rebuilding the cages in the Colosseum?
They just discovered a new cage as a ruin that they used to let the lions out of. And they were.
You know, like where the gladiators go up in the cage and then they come out, they were restoring the cage there and we went in it, didn't we?
Yeah, we were one of the first people to see
it. Obama went in before us and then us.
And then Justin Bieber.
And then Justin Bieber.
Who do you prefer out of them two?
It's a question I've always thought. Obama or Bieber?
Oh, I love both.
Yeah.
Okay. My now husband came into my primary school and proposed to me in front of my beautiful year four class. I was so sweaty as I've been playing football with some of my class. He planned for my teaching He planned for my teaching assistant, also my bestie, to teach them our favourite song, Oasis Songbird. And they were all singing it when we walked in. The kids didn't know it was going to happen either. My head teacher bought us some champers and we all went to the field to continue playing football and chatting to all the kids. I couldn't have asked for a better engagement. We then left pronto and made our way to London for dinner and drinks.
I think that's a great one. I think doing that in front of the kids is a lovely thing, I think. That's a really nice thing to do.
Oh, that made me feel a bit sad, that one.
Yeah.
It's also very hard to say no in front of a class of year fours, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. They'll be crying.
Ulterior motives there, crying. For sure.
One flaw in that. I'm sure Songbird was by Liam Gallagher on his own and not Oasis.
Stato.
I'll have to check that, but...
Or is that a new song, Oasis Songbird? Is that a different
song? Songbird's Liam, isn't it?
It's an Oasis song, but
he just does it on his own.
He does the vocals.
And he wrote it.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
So Songbird yesterday, so far away. And he lasts like a minute.
Yeah,
she's pretty young, this girl.
Why?
Because that's like a quite new song, that one.
No, that's freaking hell.
He broke off about 50 years.
That's 20 years old, that.
No,
I reckon it's about 20 years ago. It's probably like 98 or something. 2000, maybe.
I'm thinking of a different one then.
It's Liam on his own. I remember the video just under a tree.
Class.
Love Liam.
Shall I read one?
Yep, go on.
Okay. All right, this is a slightly short one. My husband and I went clubbing after being together for 6 weeks. We got very, very drunk and he proposed to me. We didn't go to bed and went to a jewellery shop to get a ring. Still very drunk, I may add. We've been together now 19 years, married for 18. Best drunk decision of my life.
Oh, I love that.
That's good, that.
When you know, you know.
Just go for it, isn't it? So they hadn't gone to bed, they just went to a jewellery shop and got a ring.
That's fab.
That is good. Vegas, that is good. Baby. Well, yeah, keep sending them in to the therapy crouch, thetherapycrouch.com. Nothing else.
Okay, so we're going to take a little trip down memory lane and... go back to when we first, when we got engaged.
Yes, yeah, so, okay, the proposal.
Yeah. So when did you realise that I was the girl you wanted to marry? Don't joke about.
I'm not joking about, I was just going to be serious.
No, you weren't.
I think, obviously, you, like I talked about before in our first meeting, like I thought you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. That's the truth. That remained. But then I think... when I think people can see it now, like I love being around you. I realize that you're actually quite funny, you know, you actually really make me laugh, and we just got on fantastically well. And I thought straight away, I mean, it was really early, I thought, oh my god, like this is different to anything I've ever experienced before. You know, someone that I fancy massively, but is also not a knob. Someone who's got loads about them, kind, genuine, funny. You had all the qualities, basically, that, in all honesty, I didn't think you could get. Like, I thought men are so different to women. I didn't think that I could get on and have a best friend as well as a wife. I thought it's like your mates are your best friends, you know? So, yeah, all those things... just you ticked all those boxes, and I thought, I think I will marry this girl.
When did the penny drop for you and go, right, I'm going to ask her, I'm going to pluck up the courage and I'm going to ask her, and you know, did you speak to my dad? Did you speak to your friends or anything like that and say, I'm thinking of marrying this girl, what do you think? And what did they say?
I remember speaking to my mates and, you know, asking their opinion, all said, don't. And then I said, no, I like her. And they were like, oh, it's up to you. I spoke to your dad. To be fair, your dad was funny. He was funny. Obviously, I'm joking about my mates. They knew that I loved you and they were happy for me. But your dad said, I remember where I was in Sardinia, and I called him and I said, I thought it's the old school thing to do, isn't it? You ring the dad.
You're actually supposed to go and see him in person. Are you? If you go
and full. Yeah, but I was away and I was going to do the proposal while we were away. Maybe I should have done it beforehand.
That's so you.
I called him anyway, and we were in Sardinia, and he said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. And he said, don't let her talk you into anything you don't want to do. How was his words.
As if. Not a chance.
I swear. He went, listen, do it for you. If you want to do it, great. We'd love to have you. But
there's no way.
If you don't want to, don't.
Well, my dad said on our wedding, when we got in the car to go to the church, he said, are you sure you want to do this? We can just drive away now and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So he's a little...
Playing both sides.
He's a little traitor.
No, I think he just said, look, you know, he was joking, but he said, that, you know, just do what you want to do. And I was like, yeah. And he said, but honestly, mate, we'd love to have you. You know, he was happy, very happy. And then I'd already bought the ring, and I remember sorting the ring. It took me ages, but I remember you dropped a few hints over the course of our courting that you wanted like a pear-shaped diamond.
Mm.
And I think you'd actually drawn it once. You psycho.
I must have just been like doodling, and you must have come over.
You were just doodling randomly about looking at diamonds.
Yeah, I must have just been... Randomly doodling, and you come over and go, oh, what are you drawing there? And I just like, rings. And then that's like, I'm not going to draw a ring.
You drew a ring, gave it to me, and said, that's the one I want if you're going to get one. Literally like that.
But you obviously didn't do it to scale. My mum's friend wanted this watch once and literally cut it out of a magazine and sellotape the watch to her wrist.
Brilliant that. She kept going round, going...
Did she get it?
No.
No. I think it is important to get the ring right, though.
The thing is, though, like, what I don't get, and this is true, I don't know, like, if you got me something, right, I wouldn't really bother me, like, what it looked like. It's what it symbolises. And I genuinely mean that. I mean, like, if you get me something, whereas I think for you, yeah, that is totally different. Yeah, like, if you'd go, that's shit.
No, but the thing is, I never get your presents wrong. So that's easy for you
to
say.
Yeah, but that's because I would go, I wouldn't hurt your feelings. I would say, I'm not particularly into it, but it symbolises being together forever.
So if I got you, that's just utter bullshit, Pete.
It's not bullshit.
I'm sorry.
It's not.
No, it's because I've only bought you nice things. So you've never had to go, oh my God, I don't like that, because I know you would like it.
But do you like
the
ring?
And that's the difference. Yeah, I absolutely love my ring.
Do you really?
Yeah, I wouldn't pick anything different. I drew it.
Good. I drew it.
It's my design, Pete, for God's sake. How long did you have the ring for?
Well, I knew we were going away, right? And it was touch and go whether I'd have it before we went away. And I was like, look, it's got to happen. So I designed it and I gave it to... you know, the jeweler that we'd used. And this is funny because I never bought anything. He does all like diamonds for the lads, like earrings, rings, you know, they have necklaces. I've known this fella since under 18s because he used to come in and all the lads used to buy stuff off him, and I never spent one penny. And he was like, I will get you. He said to me, I will get you. And I swear, I've known him for 25 years. And finally I went, right, it's your big day. I said, I need a ring. Because he was like, you're so tight. You never buy anything. I'm not into watches. I'm not into jewellery in the slightest. But obviously, you've got to get a nice engagement ring. I said, it's your lucky day. You finally got me. I'm going to use you. And he was like, okay, great. So he was buzzing. He made it for us. It was perfect. And obviously, when I saw it...
So how long did you have
so
it in the
sparkly.
House for?
About, I reckon I had it for about 10 days before we went.
Oh. That's...
Not even that. No, it was less than that. It would have been about 5-6 days, a few days.
But how long did it take to get made?
Oh, ages. Yeah, it took like a couple of months. I was like, because I thought I'd left enough time for when we go away. And then finally I got it. I was so happy with it. I was really happy with what it looked like. And then put it in my bag, which is just my bag, which is where I keep like, you know, incredible gold, engagement rings, wallet, stuff like that. And yeah, I just put it in there. You don't go in there. It's my bag. It's personal to me. I keep my stuff in it.
I do go in your bag.
I know you do now. but anyway, we got on the plane. I think we were going to Sardinia. And I remember you wanted something out of my bag. And
we're going to New York.
And then we went to Sardinia.
And
sorry.
I remember going to get something out of Pete's bag, and he literally jumped over like 5 people and grabbed the bag off me, and I was like, oh my God.
I've been here before.
Yeah, so I knew He had the ring in the bag.
You knew, yeah, she knew. Which is, like, we all know Ab, right? And for those of you who don't, she can't surprise her. It's such a nightmare, like, because you always want to know what's going on, don't you? You're always involved. You always want to...
You always tell me surprises as well, which I hate.
No, because I can't... Because you, if I'm on my phone, you go, what are you doing on your phone? And if I don't tell you, you go, like, is it really suspicious of what I'm doing? And I'm like, it's a surprise. I have to tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So that one was... I was a bit gutted because I sort of got... You didn't let on, but it was an inkling that you knew. And obviously your side of the story, since you've told it since, is like every meal you were like...
Yeah, like every night when we like got dressed smile. Up to go out, I was like, God, this is the best place I've ever been to. So romantic in here. Da, da, da. And then he wouldn't ask me and I'd be like, I hated that dinner. Awful.
Every night I couldn't get to grips with what how the ending was going. It was like every end to the meal was like, nah. Didn't enjoy it. I was like, the food was lovely. She was going, no, not for me. Never. I just want to go to bed.
I was so upset because then I was thinking, oh my, I know he's got the ring.
We basically, what I should have done is maybe halfway through it or something, but because she knew I had the ring and she knew it was going to happen, it was like every night was a disappointment. It was like, oh my God. And then we ended up going to Ibiza, didn't we?
Everywhere we went was raining, like New York, torrential rain. Sardinia, torrential rain. Then we got to Ibiza. That was our final destination.
Yeah, and we got like a villa. And I remember Rab sort of had given up, I think, on the situation.
I'd given up on us.
I don't know what she thought was going to happen. Like, she thought, she's pretty sure I had a ring, but it just wasn't happening every night. So I think she'd given up. And I got her a massage. And while she was getting a massage upstairs, there was like a downstairs bit to the villa and I had it all decorated. So like, you know, candles, roses, petals everywhere. I sort of decorated the whole room and then like the roses and the walkway, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then you sort of finished the massage. I'd had it all done and I was like ready to go. And it was like an amazing like cave almost downstairs and like the room looked amazing and I was really proud of it. I thought, right, I'll get it down. And then obviously she had a dressing gown on with like oil and, you know, hair and stuff. And I thought, right, so we're getting it, you know, I got a chef and to make some dinner. And I said, right, do you want to get dressed? You know, have a shower, make yourself nice for dinner. And she was like, I don't care, Pete. Your mates are coming over.
They've all seen what I look like. I don't need to dress up.
Why do I need to dress up? And I said, yeah, but you know, might as well. She was like, I don't want to. I was like, oh, I was having this thing going, just put a fucking dress on, will you?
I was like, Pete, it's only our mates. Like, they don't care if I'm in my pyjamas with my hair with oil on it. And he was like, babe, we're having a nice meal. Like, get ready. And I was like, no. This went on and on.
Ages.
Did I get ready?
Yeah, you finally did, didn't you?
I can't remember.
And then trying to get you downstairs, like, why? There was nothing down there. Why do we need to go downstairs? I'm like, just come down. And I can't remember what I told you. It was down there. I made up something, didn't I? I said, you've got to come and see this.
Yeah.
The wife. And,
yeah.
Anyway.
There's 12 puppies downstairs.
There's a couple of horses and goats.
I don't know how you got me down.
I got you down anyway in the end. And I remember seeing your face when you came down because you knew straight away, didn't you?
Well, I saw all the petals on every step going down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That, like that, as soon as you saw that bit, what did you think?
Oh, God.
Is that what you thought, was it?
No, I didn't think, oh, God. I thought, I'm just trying, I think I just remember being like, was I crying?
You looked a bit overwhelmed, is what I would gather, but.
Yeah, because it's one thing singing if you like it, it should have got a ring on it, and drawing rings and stuff, but when it actually happens, it's like, oh, my God. It's probably one of the biggest milestones in your life, isn't it, really?
Did you feel that way? Did you feel like, did it go the way you hoped?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's amazing. Did you think it did?
Yeah, I remember going down on one knee, trying to do it correctly, in the right way. It was really nice and quiet because it was just us. I thought the setting was really nice. And then when I did it, you didn't say yes. You called your mum. And I was sitting there going, you haven't actually said yes yet.
Oh, God.
And then you said, yes, 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 yes. And then obviously we cuddled and kissed.
Oh, yeah. Because I think he asked me and I just was like, and just thought I need to call my family. And I think my whole family had an engagement party in Liverpool when we went there.
Yeah, I remember.
They all celebrated, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And they all had a big party on our behalf. And people said, you haven't even said yet yet. I was like, yeah, yeah.
That's what I said. You haven't even said yet. And then you jumped on me and said, yeah. And then I think it was quite emotional then, because I think that's why it was quite nice. It was just us, because we could just let our emotions, you know. I think if other people had been there, I'd have been a bit, I would have been able to let my emotions out. But I felt quite emotional about it.
Mm.
And it was, yeah, it was nice. It was a nice, lovely moment.
But do you remember what you said to me straight afterwards?
Don't talk about a wedding.
Don't ever mention a wedding for at least two years. Can you believe that? Literally. I was like,
oh,
it's like a handshake and a slap at once. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Well, you didn't listen to me, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
For a couple of weeks.
But then that was good anyway.
We
because
just got pregnant instead of the wedding. No.
That was, obviously we had that, and then all our mates came and we just had a big party.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, we had a big party.
I can't remember everyone coming, can you?
Yeah, I remember, yeah. And then, yeah, we had big, like, you were showing everyone your ring, and because I knew you'd want to do that, you know?
Mm.
That's why I was waiting for our friends to come, because I knew you'd want to show people your ring and talk to people other than just me.
The two children in the laughing in the background. Show people
and
your
ring. Hadn't seen it yet as well, so I was excited about that.
God, pathetic, aren't you? I would love to do a proposal. I think that was the right way around to do it, actually. I know I was moaning the whole holiday for the whole month. Like, so disappointed. Like, every time we went for a meal and he didn't ask me.
That's funny that. I couldn't understand why you were being like that.
No, because I thought you'd change your mind. And I was really starting to panic. So the surprise did work in the end, because that genuinely surprised me. Because I remember it was like, all our friends are coming now, he's not going to ask now. And that was the day he picked. And it was amazing. Like, it was a perfect proposal, babes.
Thank you.
True romance.
Oh. Okay. So that was our proposal, the perfect proposal, which I loved.
Do you mean that?
I mean it. It was perfect. I wish I could go back. And I think you did everything right. I know you had a few clues with, like, the sketch and me probably showing you a million pictures of the ring, but as you say, it was important for you to get it right. And I think most women do that. Most women definitely nudge the fellas in the right direction when it comes to the ring, because it is important. We've got to have this on for life.
Yeah, that's true.
It needs to be nice.
It needs to be the one that I've given you. You know, if you change it, I know some people do that, but it's still...
No.
It's not the one you were given. No. You know, so it needs to be good.
Because I know people who've, like, upgraded the ring every, like, few years or whatever.
Well, I know people who've upgraded their wife.
I know people who've upgraded their husband. That's so bad. I was just about to say I'd just get an extra ring and keep my old one. Okay, enough about us. It's time for
Agony Ab. Yeah, it's enough about Agony Ab. Here we go. Right. These are great, by the way, this week, I have to say. I've just skimmed through a couple.
I love our listeners. They're hilarious.
They are funny. Hi, Ab. Before I get too deep into this, I just want to say I love you guys. You're both hilarious. And listening to you two and how perfect your relationship has made me reevaluate my own.
Oh, my God.
I've got a ring, but it is yet to receive a fingering.
What?
My God. My girlfriend of 5 years has given me an ultimatum. Unless I am prepared to take this relationship to the next level and get down on one knee, she's saying I'm wasting her time. Fair enough. Please see below my recent drafted pros and cons list. Pros, peachy knockers.
What?
Con, arse like a bag of washing.
No.
Pro, world-class banter. Con, loves to kick off, especially on nights out. San Marino. Pro, cooks like Nigella. Con, teeth like Nutella. I don't have the heart to tell her. And that's a separate question and topic altogether. Pro, great in the sack.
Who is this?
Con, Christmas and birthdays only.
Not wrong with that.
Pro, amazing family holidays. They're minted. Con, her family could suck the fun out of a clown's asshole. I agree. I may have come across as shallow, but this is potentially the biggest decision I'll ever make. No pressure, ring or fling. Anonymous, 31 from Manchester.
Oh my God.
Incredible email.
Incredible email. He's very descriptive.
I think he mentions it here, he comes across as shallow. I think he's being incredibly shallow. I think he's only discussing how she looks and the fact that the family have got a few quid.
Yeah.
This is all.
The only positive out of it really is the world cast banter. That's the only.
No, but even when the pros are all like peachy knockers, cooks well, great in the sack, amazing family holidays, they're minted. Like, that's the most.
Put a ring on it.
Super, it's like, of course, maybe the initial attraction, there's nothing wrong with a peachy pair of knockers. But, you know, it goes deeper than that if you're going to marry someone and he hasn't described the things that you look for in a wife.
For me, the only question you need to ask yourself when contemplating getting engaged or marrying someone is, could I live another day without this person by my side? And if the answer's yeah, then don't do it.
Well, what about if they've got Nutella for teeth?
Yeah, but I don't even know what that is.
Black teeth? Brown teeth?
I would imagine.
Not ideal, is it? Has he mentioned it? Oh, he hasn't got the heart to tell her.
I think he's disgraceful, to be honest. Absolutely.
It's not great, I'll be honest. If she ever, no wonder he's signed it anonymous.
And if you love someone that much, you don't even notice their flaws, do you?
I feel like he's just looking at this the wrong way. Like, you know, the initial attraction must have been there, otherwise you wouldn't have got with him in the first place. And if you do have that attraction, then you're looking for, you know, he describes it as world-class banter. The arse like a bag of washing is not ideal.
It's totally derogatory and disgusting. I would love to see a picture of him because he's obviously Mr. Perfect if he can judge someone like that.
Funny though.
Next song, gang. Do you want me to read this one?
Yeah.
Hey guys, so I did the right thing and asked my future father-in-law for his daughter's hand in marriage, during which my future mother-in-law was also present. I was granted permission only to find out that after I proposed, her mum had emailed her to say it was great news that we were going to get married. I never raised it with them, but I'm still pissed off that one of life's great moments for a guy was taken away from me. Paul, 37, from Bath.
So he's gone round to ask for a hand in marriage and she's emailed the daughter saying, you're getting married.
Yeah.
And he's not asked her.
Mm. Mm.
What is she doing?
That's harsh.
I mean, that is, like you say, that has been taken away from him. That's the one thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It's a life moment, isn't it?
Mm. But it's like, remember when we were pregnant with, was it Johnny or Jack? Did we find out with Johnny and Jack?
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't find out with Johnny, did we?
Yeah, we found out, didn't we? Found out with the last two.
Oh, we found out with, I didn't want to find out the sex of our baby. We had Liberty and Sophia already. And third time, I didn't want to find out. But Pete wanted to find out because he wanted to prepare himself in case we had another girl.
That's not true.
Or like find somewhere else to live.
That's not true.
You know.
Not true.
How can I deal with this? That is true.
No.
You said, I need to mentally prepare in case it's another female.
We had a lot of females in the house.
Because at the time, my mum was living with us. So it was me, my mum, Sophia, Liberty, Maggie and baby.
Girls. There were so many girls around, wasn't there?
And yeah. Like,
you know, if you had friends coming around, your sister would be around a lot. So, yeah, I did want to find out.
But I didn't. And Pete promised me that he wouldn't tell me.
But I went into the room to find out with Sophia. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Yeah. And Sophia said, Mom, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to be happy because it's different to what we've already got.
Literally. And she said, you're going to be happy because it's different.
So yeah, I know how he feels with that one. But yeah, it's a shame. But on the plus side, she said yeah, and they're still married, so that's great.
Did she raise it with the in-laws? He said he's never raised her.
No, I mean, what?
What's the point? Damage is done.
Damage is done.
I just go by that. If something's done. There's no point in bringing it up.
Yeah. Paul, you'll get over it, mate. Great advice from Paul there. Get over it.
Grow up.
Shall I read this one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, hi, Abby and Pete. I got mentioned in this one. After listening to your You May As Well Move In Then episode, I've found myself in a bit of a sticky situation. I've been dating my hopefully future wife for a few years now, and I'm ready to propose.
Oh.
However, after hearing how bad Mr. Peter Crouch himself can get it wrong with Chanel gifts, I'm slightly concerned that the rings I had in mind might not be her first choice. Abby, is there a particular shape or style I should be looking for? Gold, silver, square, teardrop? The possibilities of failure are endless.
Oh.
Hector from Cambridge. P.S. Pete, how the hell did you measure Abby's finger? Wink, wink.
How did you measure my finger? That's a tricky one. You just need to get a ring out of a jewellery box that's the right size.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. If, you know, what if she hasn't got a ring?
Well, it's not the end of the world if it doesn't completely fit. You can get it fixed.
Yeah, okay. But where should you go, babe? What like, what do you do as a, you know, you had drilled it into me. what you wanted. So I knew. But for people who haven't done that, who don't know.
Well, she sounds like she's obviously a nice, pretty easygoing girl. Because if he doesn't know, she obviously hasn't mentioned it. Maybe she doesn't want to marry him.
Oh, Christ. That's a big shout for poor Hector.
It could be true, though, because obviously when you want to marry someone, you are like, when do you get me my ring?
Yeah. No, but she's just enjoying the moment, you know. Where does it go? Like, because I sort of had an inkling, you know, I'm only joking. I had an inkling and I knew what you might like. You know, I had a sort of design in mind, like a teardrop kind of vibe. For a man who has no clue, like, do you start dropping hints in or do you start asking the friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the best way to go?
Yeah. You've got to ask the best friend. You've got to drop subtle hints. Look through magazines of like people getting married and go, oh, look at her ring.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, styles, I would always go classic, timeless, elegant, classic, something that doesn't date, doesn't go out of fashion, don't follow trends when it comes to a ring that you're going to wear forever.
Right, moving on swiftly. Hi, Abby and Peter. I'm fortunate enough to found the love of my life. I've done very well in the crypto game and wanted to throw the most outlandish engagement possible. I wonder if you and your listeners might help me come up with something that will go down in the history books as the best engagement ever. Money is no object. Think big. What shall I do? TJ, balling, 33. He didn't write that. I just added that. So this fella's got a few quid and he's like, what? So
didn't crypto just crash? How long's this? How old's this email?
Well, that's pretty new. So he must have got out at the right time. So this is your chance now. We could perhaps track down TJ and see if he goes through with what you suggest. Destination. Okay. Go.
Destination. Is there anything special? Anywhere special that is a special place to them? You know, it doesn't have to be abroad or...
I think that's pretty good. Like, if you've got a place where you've connected, like a first date even, or
yeah,
something that the destination being thoughtful.
Yeah. Destination should, yeah, thoughtful. It's all about being thoughtful, I think.
Thoughtful. If you remember things she said,
yeah,
in the past, you know, oh, I love this place. This is my favourite place in the world. You know, that place is the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ring. Does he need a ring shout?
Yeah, he hasn't got a ring because he's not engaged yet.
Okay, so he's...
Well, if money's no object, just get her a huge diamond.
Yeah, okay. Go that way, TJ.
Bigger the better.
And then what...
He says size matters. I know I'm just going to be in trouble for saying like a big diamond, but let's be honest, there's no one goes, I'll pick my dream engagement ring. I want the smallest diamond you could possibly find. Is there... Is there though? Well, am I being a brat?
No, I think no matter where your sort of your means are, you know, he's obviously got a few quid and you know he can get a
I'd rather have
diamond,
like
but...
a huge fake one.
Diamante.
Yeah. The ring's a personal thing. But what else do you do? How should he do it?
Okay. Ring.
So bear in mind he said to me money's no object, right? You could fly in and jump out of a plane.
I don't know. It's hard because I am a quite sentimental and I like the thoughtful things. So for me, it'd just be having like special things that mean something to them. Like I genuinely mean that. And I think it's nice to be on your own.
Yeah. What about if you're on a beach somewhere, right? And you get one of those planes that does the loops with the...
Hearts.
With the stuff coming out the back. Smoke. Yeah, all the fossil chemtrails. Fuels coming out. Yeah. Loads of fossil fuels. Yeah, the chemtrail, whatever it's called. Will you marry me? It's just me and you on a beach in the middle of the Maldives on a private island, and that happens.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, but again, he's not saying it.
No, but
I've got an issue with them messages in the sky, because it's not out of your mouth. It's like the plane's asking you to marry her. Do you know what I mean? It's not coming out of his mouth.
All right, TJ, so no fucking idea. Good luck with that.
He needs to ask like Floyd Mayweather or something like that for ideas.
What?
Mr. Money.
Yeah, because isn't he like really flash, like money guy?
Oh, God. Floyd Mayweather. Why would you think that? Because he's flash.
Doesn't he have like all like pictures of him like with loads of money and loads of cars and all of that
flash.
Stuff?
He's very flash, yeah.
He could help him.
He could help him. All right, so we're not much help here. Good luck with that, TJ.
Oh, God, I want to read this one. See my name. Agony Ab, I need rescuing.
Oh, okay. Let's sort her out.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for 4 years and he's proposed 3 times already. And each time has topped the previous for the world's worst proposal attempt.
Oh, my God. This sounds like me.
We went for a bang average meal on a Wednesday night.
Bang average meal! He's thought on a Wednesday. He's going to ask this one.
Wednesday as well.
This is the one.
Wednesday's like the worst day, isn't it?
Well, do you reckon it's bang average? You've gone pizza, chiquitos or something.
Oh, we were talking about chiquitos the other day. I love the lazy boy. We went for a bang average meal on a Wednesday night a year into the relationship and he just slid the ring across the table and gave me the how about it then eyes. And I was like, absolutely not. And slid the ring back over. I never even formally answered and it hasn't been mentioned since.
Oh my God.
Number two, we were on holiday in Paris, more romantic this time at least. And I went into our hotel room bathroom and put on my PJs. As I came back out, he was naked on the bed with the ring covering his privates. Instant
oh my
ick.
God.
Night ruined.
This fella sounds like a legend.
We were at my nan's funeral, which was so sad and everyone was distraught.
Funeral? Surely not.
During the week after and in the middle of everyone crying, he just got down on one knee and I said, get up now. We then talked about it after and he said he thought it was a nice idea to cheer everyone up.
Oh, he's having a laugh, I reckon. He's literally taking the piss.
I'm now 33 and getting to a stage where if he does another bad proposal, I think I'll have to end it there and then. Is this unreasonable to want a bit of romance or should I just run for the hills?
What a man. Honestly. It feels like
he's got a bit of banter, this guy.
He sounds like he's taking the piss to me.
Does
I reckon
he?
He's going like, wait for this. He's telling his mates. I'm going to take it to Chiquitos on a Wednesday in Park Royal, retail park. I'm going to slide it over. And the second one, he's naked and he's got the...
Yeah, but if that was like Brad Pitt or if that's like... If that was in a movie like True Romance and they were just in some American diner and they were just so in love and he just slid the ring across and just looked at her, that would be like the best proposal ever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you think it's actually... Like, it's not often, it's not about the proposal, it's about what...
What that signifies?
What it signifies, yeah. So, like, in all honesty, if we went to the local pub and I just slid the ring over, I still think it'd be quite nice.
Yeah. I don't even want to see men naked. Full stop. So
Never mind the cock ring.
If I did that, you came out and I was like, had the ring.
That would be ruined.
Would it?
Yeah, that's not even funny. That would because that's like. That's taking the piss, I think. The funeral thing. I see where he's coming from there.
No, I don't. I don't get that at all.
Oh, I do.
Well, he's trying to cheer everyone up with a wedding at a funeral. It's a terrible idea.
No, I get it, because it's like one chapter closes, another opens. It's like, if everyone's so upset, that's a nice thing to celebrate. I don't think that's that bad. I wouldn't want my proposal at a funeral.
No, I don't think anyone would. I was like, do you know what? I can picture this whole thing. Like, everyone's crying. I'm just picturing it now. If like, I did it right. Everyone's crying, right? And then he gets down and she just goes, fucking get up. And he goes, oh. You dickhead. And then he just goes back to crying again. Someone...
He's a bit of a simpleton, this guy.
He sounds hilarious.
But I can see, you can see the nicest in that. You can see his, where his mind's going there.
I can't.
Can you?
Yeah, 100%. He's trying to cheer everyone up, hasn't he? Yeah. But it's just poorly executed.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
It's brave.
I think it's just ridiculous.
It's quite kind.
Do you think?
Hmm.
Okay.
So, what should she do? Ugh, if he does another...
Do you think one more bad proposal and do I end it? Is this unreasonable?
Well, they've obviously got a fun... He's obviously a bit of a dope.
Yeah.
And she knows that. And I think she should accept him for who he is and not anticipate a perfect proposal, because it's going to be in his style. He's probably going to mess it up again.
He probably will, but like, I suppose similar in lots of ways, I do mess things up sometimes.
Yeah.
But I know we joke about it on here, but I reckon you do not like it, but...
No, it's quite cute.
If his heart's in the right place is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Mm. It's better than it not being in the right place.
Mm. Yeah.
Stick with it, sister.
I've actually really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
It's sad that it was so long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to remember at times. It's like, because, all the little bits to it, you know.
Well, that's why my dad keeps a diary. My dad writes everything he does every day.
It's a good idea, that.
I know. I used to do it when I was pregnant. But it's nice to... God.
Yeah, just
we were so in love then.
No, you're not.
What did you say?
No, you're not joking.
No, I am. No, it's so nice. I'd love to watch that. You should have filmed it. Why didn't you think of that?
It was a different time.
You didn't film everything. You didn't have camera phones then.
Of course you did.
Didn't.
Not long ago.
Babe, you didn't. I had an Ericsson 1011. I did. You played Tetris and everything.
The old Ericsson 1011.
There was no such thing as camera phones then.
No, there definitely was.
Babe, there wasn't.
2011, was it? 2010?
2009.
2009. 2009. 2009? I think it was. Anyway, I didn't film it, unfortunately. But it's nice to go back over, you know, which was a great moment. And also those holidays, that whole time was lovely.
Yeah.
We had a really good summer. We rounded it off by, you know, me proposing to you.
With the perfect ring, in the perfect way.
In the perfect way. It was quite good, considering I do get things wrong. I'm really pleased I got that one right, because that you can only do it once.
And for me, it means, well, I hope, hopefully it is for life.
That means forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Hence why we had Nicki Minaj Moment for Life as our Walking Down the Aisle song. The hell is that about? Thanks again, guys, for listening to us. And thanks so much for getting us to number one on our debut week.
If you want to get in touch, you can visit the website, which is thetherapycrouch.com, and of course on all the social channels, Tactic, whatever you call
it. TikTok.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram, whatever, it's Therapy Crouch. Therapy.
So guys, if you enjoyed that, we've got so much more content on our YouTube channel. Click here to subscribe and click here for more videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.